estimates. The IRS only stipulates that the amount of your contributions be tied to your death benefit. I have clients that contribute $50 a month to their LERPs, and I have clients that contribute $200,000 per year and everywhere in between. 5. No income limits. The Roth IRA was always intended for Main Street America, so if your modified adjusted gross income is greater than $194,000, you can no longer contribute. No such rules apply to the LERP. It should come as no surprise to learn that 85% of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies utilize the LERP as one of their primary retirement planning tools. 6. No legislative risk. Though the IRS changed the rules on the LERP in 1982, 1984, and 1988, every time they did so, they made sure that whoever already had the LERP got to keep it and continue to put money into it under the old rules for the rest of their lives. This history of grandfather clauses bodes well for the continued protection of LERPs from the risk of future legislative changes. To the casual observer, the LERP seems like the perfect wealth accumulation tool, the proverbial alignment of the stars. You may even be tempted to put all of your money into the LERP. But before you dump your entire life savings into a LERP, it's important to recognize that the LERP is not a panacea. It's not a silver bullet. If you're looking for a silver bullet, there are warehouses full of books and countless online advertisements that claim to cure all your retirement ills. The LERP is simply a tool, one of the multiple tax-free alternatives, along with Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and Roth conversions, that help contribute to you being in the 0% tax bracket in retirement. That notwithstanding, the LERP is an important part of a sound, tax-free retirement strategy, so it's critical it be understood and properly implemented. So, you're getting married. While properly structured LERPs can contribute to your getting into the 0% tax bracket in retirement, not all of them will do so with the same level of efficiency or effectiveness. In fact, I would make the case that choosing the right LERP is a bit like choosing the right spouse. Remember back when you were single, in the prime of your youth, and looking for that someone special? You may not want to admit it, but I'd venture to say you probably had a laundry list of qualities you were looking for in a lifelong partner. That list may have looked a little like this: smart, attractive, personable, athletic, spiritual. Given the long-term, legally binding nature of marriage, you wanted to be sure that your potential spouse had the right stuff, the qualities that would contribute to a long, happy partnership. Due to the nature of the traits on your list, there's a good chance you didn't propose to your spouse on the first date. In most cases, your courtship would have lasted months or even years. One of our founding fathers reminded us of the importance of doing our due diligence before taking the plunge. Keep your eyes wide open before marriage, half shut afterward. Benjamin Franklin. In other words, marriage is a long-term proposition with far-reaching implications, and you want to make sure you're hitching yourself to the right wagon. Chances are you know someone who got caught up in a whirlwind romance that led to a hasty marriage to the wrong person. Blinded by love, they failed to look before they leapt. They tied themselves up in a long-term legal commitment without in-depth knowledge of the qualities, good and bad, that the person was bringing into the marriage partnership. It was a bit like watching a train wreck in slow motion, wasn't it? These types of marriages almost always end badly. A long time ago, I heard a wise man impart some sound courtship advice to a friend. He said, "Before you get married, you need to know everything you possibly can about your future spouse. You have to become a private investigator. Talk to their roommates, talk to their classmates, talk to their teachers, talk to their childhood friends. Get to know their families." If giving that counsel today, he would almost certainly have recommended spending some quality time on Google as well. Why ask all these questions? Why do all this digging? Why be so comprehensive and thorough? Because if your future spouse has skeletons in their closet, it's in your best interest to bring them into the light of day before making a decision you may grow to regret. Just as marriage is a long-term proposition that should not be entered into blindly or haphazardly, so is the LERP. In short, you must look before you LERP. Some LERPs, frankly, have stipulations and provisions that you need to know about before you consider signing on the dotted line. In many cases, the untrained eye is unable to tease these qualities out of the pages and pages of legalese that make up these types of contracts. In fact, most people don't come to realize the legal implications of these provisions until years down the road when they're faced with a painful and expensive policy divorce. To head all of this off at the pass,